Time for another KMA Sports Audio State Volleyball Capsule Preview, and we're talking with Todd Troutman, head coach for Beckman Catholic, getting set for the state tournament. Coach, how you been?
Oh, been really good. Appreciate the call.
You bet. Thank you for taking the time to chat with us. I know it's certainly busy for you, and the good kind of busy, obviously, getting set for another state tournament. Tell me a little bit about, Coach, this team this year, and kind of what has made them a state tournament team. What's behind it?
I tell you what, we got a lot of kids back that played for us last year. Our setter's new, but she got some varsity action last year. But both our outside hitters are back. One of our middles is back. The other middle played right side for us last year. Our libero was a DS last year. So our other DS played DS last year. So we got a lot of kids back from the team that made the semifinals last year. So we came into the season thinking we had a shot, and this group has just taken it upon themselves to work towards that goal. And now that we reached it, we're going to go on and see if we can get a few more W's down there.
Obviously, last year, great success that you had in bringing all that back that you had alluded to. What were the things that you focused on as a coach in order to, not only get them back there, but, try to even improve them overall?
Yeah, I think that's a great question. I mean, we did bring a ton of girls back, but the three girls that we didn't bring back were all three All-Staters last year. We lost an All-State middle, we lost an All-State libero, and we lost an All-State right side. And so we knew this year was going to be a little bit different. We had a lot of kids coming back. But the thing that this group has just accepted from day one is everybody figured out their role and figured out how they could best fulfill that role. We're a different kind of team this year. We don't have the height that we had last year. So blocking was a real strength for us this year. Whereas this year we've had to rely on more of our defense behind the block, and I think that's where they really shined. I love the way this group gets after playing defense.
All right, let's talk a little bit about some of the names to know there, key players for you this year, Coach, in terms of objective onlookers, just fans of volleyball that want to watch some volleyball. Who do they need to know about?
Well, I tell you what, our libero, Addie Hogan, I think is one of the best in the state. Like I say, she's a junior. She's been a starter for us in the back row her freshman and sophomore year. The only reason she was not the libero her freshman sophomore years because her other sister was the libero, graduated last year, was a first-team All-Stater, and the sister before that was an All-State libero for me. So she's a girl that is just, she'll pick up balls all over the place, just nonstop go, great effort, great team leader. So she probably drives our defense, and that's what I say, we kind of lean on that. Kind of our starters coming back on offense that they had great experience down there last year were Ava Burkle and Joy Burkle. They are not related.
Wow.
I think last year downstate they were announcing them as sisters. We have a third Burkle, Jalen, who's a twin of Joy. She's also a starter. So it gets a little confusing, but Ava and Joy both were starters last year. Ava's kind of led us all year. She's kind of been the go-to. She's the one that we put at the net first, and we kind of lean on her. Joy's the second outside that gets the front row, so she has quite as many opportunities. But both of them are just weapons all around the court. They don't come off full six rotation players. And then I'd mention again, our setter, she's new this year. She's a junior, extremely athletic, Paige Fanglin. She's a basketball point guard. She sprinter for me in track, best soccer player, one of the best soccer players on our team. So she's a full-time athlete, year-round, does it all. And she runs the offense for us and does a phenomenal job. And like I say, both middles are back. One of them was the right side last year, but they're both playing middle for me this year. And when we can run through them, they're extremely effective. I tell you what, we kind of leaned on them through our sub-state match because Jessup was doing everything they could to take away our outsides, and luckily our middles just were on fire that night. So, yeah, I think it's pretty well-rounded, but got some girls that kind of stand out a little bit.
Great. Coach, now getting set for the 2A state tournament again. As you mentioned, last year able to make a state semifinal run, and now you've got Grundy Center, a team that's not foreign to making runs themselves. 4:00 Tuesday. Tell me a bit about, your familiarity with Grundy Center a little bit, and, I'm guessing, having been around the state volleyball tournament, so the way your program has, you've seen them before, maybe not at the state tournament, but you know about them.
Oh, yeah, for sure. We don't always play them, but we always see them at a Mount Vernon tournament. There's tournaments we go to. We've seen them at them. I'm familiar with Coach Wills. Great program. Obviously, they've had a lot of success. We have had a lot of success. Again, we have not faced each other at state. Mm-hmm. So this will be kind of new one. But we have played in tournaments, over the years. so very familiar with them. You know, come from that that conference that just kind of dominates volleyball in that North Iowa Cedar League. And I think they got what five of the seven 2A schools at the state tournament from that conference. And so you know they see great competition night in, night out. Obviously, they're standout players. You know, when you got a girl 6'8" in the middle, she draws a lot of attention. So, spent a little bit of time so far watching some tape. Haven't watched enough yet. We'll spend the next couple of days doing that. But from what I'm gathering, you know, they're not just a one-player team for sure. They're definitely skilled all the way across the board. And we'll get a little more familiar with them this weekend.
When it comes to the, you know, the state tournaments, and you look at, you know, class by class, Class 2A for me has always been one of the toughest. You know, I mean, you have Dyke, New Hartford in there. You've got Denver. Sometimes Western Christian's not in 2A any longer. But, you know, you look at that 2A field. You know, what are your thoughts on it as a whole and kind of what you and your team, you know, are trying to accomplish there this week?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you mentioned all the right schools. I think 2A is as balanced a field as any. You know, some of the teams that, yeah, but you, like you mentioned, Western Christian, that's a team we faced in the finals 1 year at state. We got them in the round one year at state. We've run into Unity Christian at state. But you always run into the same kind of grouping. Dyke's always there. I don't think we played Dyke at a state tournament yet. We played them a lot of times during the regular season, but we've never played them in a state tournament, I don't believe. So, you know, love to be able to get to them this year because we'd be on opposite sides of the bracket, which means we both did pretty well. But, yeah, we're just looking forward to seeing how well we match up in 2A.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, looking forward to it again. Todd Troutman, head coach for Beckman Catholic. Coach, congrats again on another, you know, fantastic season. We definitely wish you and your team the best there next week in Coralville.
Certainly appreciate it. Thank you, sir.